Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking to George Humphrey and, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We'll tell you how to get Dr. Cuddy's amazing books coming up in the next segment. We'll also get some of your calls. They'll be with us for the rest of this hour. Got a bunch of topical news stories I want to throw out at them. We were getting into the occult nature of the New World Order. I mean, they really are occultists. And this question goes to George and to Dr. Cuddy. A lot of atheists, so-called liberals, you know, oh, I don't believe in God. You know, the establishment has taught them that this is progressive and intelligent and, you know, oh, that's ridiculous. So when I talk about Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the Thule Society, Hitler, the Druids, all this occultism, they say, oh, that's ridiculous. That doesn't exist because they don't believe in God. Well, the point is, even if you don't believe in God, our leaders believe in this dark, you know, horned God devil they're following. That's enough to show you their mindset. So that belief does exist, and I'm a Christian. I know that spiritually it exists as well. Comments. I mean, how do we reach out to somebody who was taught that it's taboo to even look into elitist involved in the occult when throughout history they've been obsessed with it?
Well, as Jesus, and I call Jesus by his name in body, which is Yeshua ben Joseph. Yeshua said, "Let the dead bury the dead," and as you and I, as all three of us know, there are some people, some of our friends, people that we know, that no matter how much evidence we could show them, pictures of what's going on, and they wouldn't believe it because their ability to comprehend, their cognitive dissonance is so incredible.
So they,
and
through
so
their cowardice,
what we have to do is that we have to use discernment of who we are going to share this information with, because when we spread this information to people who are blind and who will not listen, we are just wasting our bullets.
Okay, let me get a comment from Dr. Cutting on that. I mean, people do the mental gymnastics to psychologically deny what's happening, but I have to say again, in the last 6 years, I've seen a total shift. I've done 1,500 radio interviews, and I think one caller out of 50, it was one call out of 30, calls in and disagrees. So, Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, there is some positive signs. The problem is not only are there individuals that we have to come up against, but the opposition has a process that is developed. And for example, there is in the early 30s, the Rockefeller Foundation said we're going to be about the business of controlling human behavior, social control. And so they sent their medical director around during the Second World War to find out who they could fund to do this. And Alan Gregg came up with a Tavistock out of England, and one of their senior level people, Fred Emery, developed what he called the theory of social turbulence, where what you do is if you confront people with enough crises, economic, spiritual, whatever, political, they'll go into psychological retreat.
Right.
So that's what they've been turning people, you know, the phrase about 25 years ago, turned off, tuned out. And so that way they drive down the participation of people in the political process, so with fewer people participating, it's easier to control it.
So it's really trauma-based mind control, shocking us into submission.
Yeah, in fact, Edward Bernays, who was Sigmund Freud's nephew in 1928, became the chief advisor to William Paley, CFR member who was beginning CBS in that date. And at the same time, he authored a book called Propaganda, where he said, we're an invisible government, we know how to manipulate you, we know how to control you, and that's what we're doing. And so what they did, picking up on what you said just before the break, is it's not only social, economic, and political, but religious as well. Now, you've got, with the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Kissinger, the 50s, saying that. Later on, you have Barry Goldwater in his book, With No Apologies, saying that's what the trilaterals are about, too, ecclesiastical control. Now, how does it play out in practice? What happens is Rockefeller, who was chairman of the CFR from 1970 to 85, throws out, are we about to get to a break?
Yeah, we'll come back, okay. And then we'll get directly into your Freedom of Information Act request. We'll get into what you think of the 9/11 Commission, both of you, and we'll take calls. Stay with us. This is so important. It's all out in the open. They're so arrogant, they think you won't even read their own public policy reports. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To boil it down, we're facing balkanization. They balkanize us into liberal, conservative, black, white. But at the top, all our supposed leaders, whether it's a Jesse Jackson or George W. Bush or Hillary Clinton or Chucky Schumer or John F. Kerry, they're all meeting together, they're all steering, they have their own policies that they're bringing forward. And we're talking to Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I want to get into more of what he was talking about, how they manipulate us. Then I want to get into the election skull and bones, his Freedom of Information Act request, what's going on with the 9/11 whitewash, and get George Humphrey's comments on that as well, and have some time to get to your calls. But continuing, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay, picking up on what you just said, Rhodes Scholar, Cecil Rhodes' plan, Society of the Elect, Secret Society, they were generally chosen to be liberal globalist types, generally. Skull and Bones are chosen generally to be the more conservative globalists, though they have liberals too. However, the point is, both of them, regardless, liberal, conservative, whatever, they all support NAFTA, they all support GATT, and so forth.
They support open borders, they support gun control, they support campaign finance reform, they support arming China.
And most favored nation status for China and so forth. Picking up what I just said, the mechanism of control comes through organizations like Tavistock and their theories and the National Training Labs, which was set up to some extent by the NEA, National Education Association. So how it plays out in practicality is Rockefeller is in the early 60s, and he is in the cafeteria line at a university in Milwaukee, of all places, if you can believe that. Along comes this senior named Wayne Peterson. And here's Rockefeller and says, come here, kid. And Wayne comes over there, and he says, you know, we really want you in the Peace Corps. So Wayne goes in the Peace Corps. Rockefeller has him sent down to South America, where he drafts the blueprint for Brazilian social welfare state. As soon as he gets back, he walks in his front door. There, sitting in his house, is Melvin Laird, Secretary of Defense for Nixon. He says, hey, kid, you know, we got to get you a position in the federal government. He gets him in there, and the guy becomes in charge of the Fulbright program, where they can select all these choice scholars they send all over the world. And by the early 80s, he's on the Merv Griffin show promoting Lord Maitreya, which is supposed to be a reincarnation of Jesus Christ, and he's going to save us from all of our problems. And so they go through this sort of occultic aspect that has a tradition way back through Churchill. I have one of the copies of Lucifer back from the 1880s, you know, with a little angel, Lucifer, coming down. And inside, it's like autographed by Verena Churchill at the top of the page. And so they have this control mechanism of these guys like Wayne Peterson all over. They pick them out selectively for certain purposes to get and keep the road said. We want to penetrate journalism, economics, education, and politics, and to some extent other places too. But it's a congruence of they break it up like Ford Foundation will take certain areas. That's where H. Rowan Gaither told Norman Dodd, we're under directives from the White House to sue Alter Life in the U.S. is to have a comfortable merger with the Soviet Union. And so they'll take that angle. Carnegie will take an educational angle. Rockefeller will take a political angle. And they have a sort of a division of labor as to how they move us into this new world order.
George, comments?
Well, one of the things is that within that whole group is that within the Rockefeller brothers, then there is a further diversification, such as Lawrence Rockefeller,
right,
has been very, very involved in the occultic environmental aspects. And again, it's a juxtaposition. They take something that is good, and they take something such as environmentalism and turn it into command and control. They take such things such as metaphysical study and turn it into occult manipulation. And, you know, dear ones, if we don't get this information is power, which is so true. And the information that you're hearing right now from this doctor is incredible. And, doctor, do you ever come to Texas at all?
No, I wish I could.
Well, if you ever come to Texas, we would love to have you on our television show. And I'm sure that Alex would love to have you on your show, too, because you are a wealth of information, my friend.
And let's go through the information. Again, Skull and Bones election, obviously Kerry and Bush. It's a stage deal. You know, they swear oaths to each other up front. What do you see happening with the election, Dr. Cuddy? Then I want to get into 9/11.
Okay, but if I might take just 15, 30 seconds to pick up on what he just said, because that's really important, what George said. The branch comes off to Stephen Rockefeller as well, Nelson Rockefeller's son, who actually wrote the Earth Charter for Mikhail Gorbachev and for Maurice Strong, and they say it's a new Ten Commandments, and that's why you have an assault on Judge Moore and the biblical Ten Commandments today, because the UN, with Zeus at the front of the place, and its Earth Sabbath and all of its occultic and Lucis Trust managing the meditation room, wants to substitute the biblical Ten Commandments, get them out of the way, so they can have their new Ten Commandments, and Stephen Rockefeller has been drafting them.
And a caveat, 2 days after 9/11, Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan, comes out and says, see, religion caused this, we must have a one-world religion.
That's right, that's what John Dewey called a common faith. He co-authored the first Humanist Manifesto in 1933, and basically he's the one who has changed education and dumbed the kids down on purpose.
In the Pavlovian,
and we also have to look at our good friends in Red China right now. And if you are not a member of the state-sponsored religion of Red China, and there are approximately 100 million Christians that are not a member of the state-sponsored religion in China, they are being prosecuted right now.
Well, they're having their organs stolen. They're being murdered. And the UN gives China awards. This is the model country.
Well, Rockefeller in 1973 wrote an article in the New York Times saying what a great guy Chairman Mao was. Even though,
in fact, I've got the quote in my book. He said that regardless of what happened during the Communist Revolution, it was a great test and showed us all the wonderful things, and he's so good.
Okay, now to show how they link briefly, I know you want to get on something else, but this is important. What happens is in China there's a Dangun. It's sort of like the Nazis' Arbeitsbuch. It's your value, your portfolio, your worth to the society, the community. And what we did here was we modeled school to work after that. The criteria are very, very similar. School to work, you have to choose a certain occupational cluster when you go through
school.
They
decide what you're going to be, who you're going to be,
yeah.
An artificial class system.
Yeah, yeah. And so like you were saying about, what was your comment? I got it written down here. It's a good comment. The other day you were on a George Norrie show, and you said the plantation elite managers of this global feudal system. And that's exactly what they are. And this, I mean, it goes way back and so on. But anyway, the school to work was modeled after that. That was developed by Carnegie Outfit, the National Center on Education and the Economy. And the guy who was in charge of that was where I was in the Federal Department of Education just before I got there. So I'm really familiar with these people and what they're up to.
Doctor, have you studied the Raelians at all?
No.
Well, it is a group up in Canada, in French Canada, and in France right now. Their symbol is a swastika inside the Jewish star. And knowing as much as you know, I think that you would find them extremely interesting.
Yeah, it's an obvious front cult group.
They are an obvious front cult. They are pushing cloning right now.
The world leaders will have to kill us, but then will we be reborn after we go to the extermination centers? But let me read this quote since Dr. Cuddy raised it.
Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. David Rockefeller's statement in 73 about Mao, New York Times, August 10th, 73.
Yeah, and the way that happened was his daddy, granddaddy, John D. Rockefeller is the one who introduced Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, to all the money people, and then she put into the birth control review, and she had Ernst Rudin.
She gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler. And I would also add to that, again, China's the model, that I was watching History Channel 3 years ago, and they had the former section chief of the CIA in 49 going, oh, yeah, contrary to popular belief, we put Mao into power. We thought he was better. Here's the government admitting they put Mao in. We already knew that, doctor, but to have him on TV admitting it, why are they doing that?
Well, because they want to ease this stuff out. We already knew George Marshall had withheld from Chiang Kai-shek the important pieces of his ammunition. And then George, of course, joined the IPS, the leftist outfit from California, and just happened to be one of them. And then Eisenhower, who everybody thinks is a big conservative, he proposed a one-world army under a one-world flag. And so there's this whole tradition back then that most people aren't aware about.
And that's when they went after McCarthy, when he found out there was a level above communism, and he said the army's running communism. That's when they freaked out and went after him.
And then picking up what George said about the French-Canadian group, tell me why, out of all the possible web servers, George W. Bush in 2000 would pick Illuminati Online to be his server. Why did he do that?
I didn't know that.
In Austin, Texas.
Well, they used to have a big billboard right here on Congress Boulevard, but I didn't know whether they were still in business or not.
He chose Illuminati Online. Wow.
Yeah, I think the guy's named Stephen Jackson there. He's into, we should resettle Mars, weird stuff. And he was his place was broken into by the Secret Service. They thought he was, shuttling or pirating data from various people back around 1990. So even after all this negative publicity comes along, and he does this, Illuminati board game with these little weird cards. What happens is, out of all of the web servers, and that's, he says, congratulations, this is 1999, congratulations to George W. Bush, who's going to run for president, for choosing Illuminati Online to be his web server, even though he could have chosen lots of other fine Austin web servers. He chose us, blah, blah, blah. So why would he do that?
I didn't know that.
Well, why would Francois Mitterrand have a gold pyramid built outside the Louvre with 666 pieces of gold glass? We'll come back, get into 9/11, get into the election, and yes, your calls, I promise. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
I'm taking Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with Collagen 8 from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
George Humphrey, Dr. Dennis Cotty, I'm Alex Jones. Your call in the next segment. We got to move quick now. In the next segment, we'll also tell you how to get Dr. Cotty's book, so get ready for that. Dr. Cotty, George Humphrey, I mean, let's get into it right now. Just real quick, boom, the Skull and Bones operation. What do you see happening in the election, both of you? When do you see the next big terror attack that we know they're going to carry out, or how do we stop them from doing that, I guess, exposing them? And then, of course, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission and your Freedom of Information Act request, Dr. Cotty. Let's get right into it.
Okay, what you have is a typical shadow boxing here that's staged. Curry's the big liberal spending Democrat, and George Bush is the irresponsible cowboy, and
it's
so forth.
Pro wrestling.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But what you will find, I think, towards the election is a surprise will happen. They'll either find a little, not a stockpile, little weapons of mass destruction. Maybe they'll get Osama bin Laden. There may be even a terrorist attack. In that regard, it's not what happened so much in 9/11 that surprised me, but what didn't happen, if you get 19 guys to commit suicide, it was strange to me that they couldn't find one other person to do a sort of Madrid-like attack somewhere where they wouldn't even have to commit suicide, so you may have something like that. In terms of 9/11, as we speak, they're conducting hearings. Madeleine Albright, Colin Powell up there in Washington defending themselves.
They look so guilty.
Yeah. And one of the things that I had tried to do is, when I looked at airlinebiz.com, June 23rd of 2001, this Muslim reporter said, I just talked to Osama, and it's a matter of who attacks whom first. U.S. or Osama attacks the U.S., we attack him. Next month, Northwest Airlines flight attendants website, there they're talking about Project Bojinkan hijacking airliners, crashing in the World Trade Center and Pentagon, and so on. So I'm watching this, and then the day before 9/11, you have some top Pentagon officials suddenly canceling their travel plans for the next morning, apparently because of security concerns.
That's MSNBC.
And late at night, Mayor Willie Brown gets a late-night call around 10 o'clock telling him and all Americans to watch their air travel. Something big's in the works. Then we see on the 11th, Dick Cheney's in his bunker with Norm Mineta. In comes an aide, said the plane is 50 miles out. Comes back a little later. The plane is 30 miles out. A little later, plane is 10 miles out. Did the orders still stand to shoot it down? Cheney looks around. Of course the orders still stand. Nobody's changed it. Well, where was the shoot down? Where was the warning to the people in the Pentagon? Hey, guys, maybe you want to get in a bunker, too. So anyway, I filed a Freedom of Information request, and Homeland Security finally responded and said, well, about these warnings you're asking about, we found 12 of these information circulars fitting your warnings, emergency rulings, and so forth, but we're not going to let you sue them. We have this technical exemption, so you're not going to look at them.
And that's the Patriot Act. No more getting the dirt on them.
And so I've appealed, and got a call from NBC the other day, and they're anxious to see what happens to my appeal, but Homeland Security is going to drag its feet up.
And again, you're wanting to know who told the mayor not to fly, who told the generals not to fly, and we've got it that it was Condoleezza Rice.
Well, I'd appreciate knowing, get that documentation to me if you can.
All right, well, I've got the stories. I have to dig them out of the file, but that's the info we've got.
Okay.
What have you gotten on it since you've been researching it?
On that?
Yes,
that,
sir.
That's what I'm waiting to find out.
George, comments to what
the
doctor's saying?
My crystal ball is not as clear as it could be, but I do feel as though George W. is going to be reelected. That's not a for certainty, but I just don't see Kerry getting in, especially with Ralph Nader coming out to siphon off votes. And I do think that there is going to be another event, whether it's going to be a small-scale terrorist attack or they're going to find Osama, and clearly they're going to find some sort of weapons of mass destruction. And from, as you and I both know, is that there have been rumors for the last 4 months that they already have Osama.
Well, I was told that 2 years ago.
Yeah. Now, whether that's true or not, we'll just have to wait and see. But what I am more concerned about is in the 2 or 3 months after whether either Kerry or Bush gets elected, because that's when I think the real problem is going. I think that there is the real possibility of another Hegelian event that will make 9/11 seem relatively small, just as we went from Ruby Ridge up to Waco, up to Oklahoma City. There is a progression of violence.
9/11's tightening the news real firm, and now the executioner's got his hand on the lever.
Yeah, and
Dr. Cuddy, do you concur?
Yeah, it's they set it up by a repeat of the election of 1992, where you have Ross Perot, and 1912, where you have Taft,
Roosevelt.
Teddy takes enough votes away from him to put Woodrow Wilson in.
Yep.
The same thing here. And so they have to have another incident, whether it's, a helicopter with shoulder-launched rockets going into Texas football stadium with 70,000 people, whatever.
Hey, don't give them ideas, Dr. Cuddy.
You're right.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lodge with today's Car Clinic Minute. Which is more valuable, silver, gold, or platinum? If you're thinking credit cards, platinum may spell power, but for cars, the shine's on silver. When we come back, I'll give you the highlights. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Gold's great and platinum's precious, but drivers agree silver's the color for cars. DuPont's Global Color Popularity Report has tracked car color trends for over 50 years, and this year's stats say silver's supreme, reportedly a reflection on technology-focused lifestyles and the new sharp lines in vehicle design. The second most popular color is white, followed by black, blue, green, medium red, light brown, gold, bright red, and medium gray. Whatever color car you keep, wash and shine it. Not only will your car mirror your pride, but it'll also be worth more silver dollars at trade-in time. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to keep our guest in right to the end of the show. I want to go ahead and go to your calls here in about 2 minutes. And in the last segment, I want to throw four or five news articles today out at our guest and get their just quick, rapid-fire response to it. But we're about to go to your calls. I appreciate you holding. This has just all been very important, so we've had to spend some time on it. Just briefly, we're about to tell you how to get Dr. Cuddy's books. They're great. If you want George Humphrey's three books on CD or cassette, or the pamphlets themselves that are 60 to 80 pages long about 9/11, 9/11 the Great Illusion, or Uncommon Sense or Common Sense, they're all excellent, great primers to wake people up. We carry those at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's also my videos, my films, my book, the other book I published, a lot of other great material from other great authors. I should be carrying Dr. Cuddy's material. I talked to him about setting that up. You need to, number one, get this material because it's waking people up. Number two, it also makes this show possible. So, again, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order any of the materials, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or, again, PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My videos are all over 2 hours long. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. My book is $12, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order is $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 when you order one to give us a gift. When you order George's books on tape, with their $18.95, all over 3 hours long, but you also get three pamphlets, three of the books with it to give to others, or you can buy the books in groups of five. So, again, please take action. Get this material. Get it out to everybody. Dr. Cuddy, how do people get your books? You've written quite a few. I've read, I think three of them, Secret Records Revealed and your 9/11 book and one other. How do people get those? What do you recommend?
Well, let me ask first, if I don't want to give another number if you think you might be carrying them. Or what.
Oh, no. I was saying I'd like to carry them sometime, but go ahead and give yours out.
Okay. Toll-free, 888-891-3300.
What's that number again?
888-891-3300.
And the folks, latest, these are so well documented. These are incredible books. What books do you recommend?
Well, the latest ones are Cover Up, Government Spin or Truth, which is about September 11th and Iraq. The one before that was September 11th, Prior Knowledge. The one before that was called The Globalist, The Power Elite Exposed. And the one before that, Secret Records Revealed.
And again, these are very well, bibliograph. They've got where the globalists said it, where they did it. I mean, you want to prove something to somebody, these books will do it. And that number is 888-891-3300. What about websites where people can get them, Doctor?
Well, you can also go to radioliberty.com or newswithviews.com.
All right, newswithviews.com or Dr. Stan Monteith's Fine Ministry at radioliberty.com or 888-891-3300. Please take action. Let's go to the calls, as promised. And George Humphrey, jump in anytime you want. We're honored to have you ride your shotgun with us.
Great.
Mark in Minnesota, and quickly, callers. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I think the way that everything's gonna, come to a halt. Most of these politicians, I think they're intelligent dummies, is what they are. I think they're gonna end up suiciding their own dollar. I'm very concerned about the prospect of hyperinflation.
Well, the World Economic Forum said they were gonna do that 4 years ago, and this is part of a larger plan. George, you want to talk about how they're engineering the drop in the dollar?
Well, clearly, it doesn't take a doctorate in economics to understand that the value of the dollar is going to be continuing to drop.
And by the way, George has a degree in economics, but go ahead.
Yeah, there are three ways that the president or the government can manipulate the currency. That's either through tax cuts, it's through fiscal policy, or monetary policy. The president has fired all of his shells, and the value of the American currency, which is a fiat currency, is devaluating as we speak.
And the base of the whole system, the middle-class jobs, they're exporting those and saying it's good. Dr.
Yeah,
Cuddy?
It is insane. And unfortunately, there are not many currencies that have hard currencies that a prudent investor can get to. So there is not a secret in protecting your assets. But do be aware that the value of the dollar will be going down.
It's already gone down by 40%+. Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, and adding to that, NAFTA, GATT, and so forth severely hurt the manufacturing jobs. The outsourcing has sent high-tech jobs to India, places like that, and then guest workers will undercut the service industry. So it's a leveling of wages they're after globally.
And this is what they always said they do. Quote, we have too high a standard of living. This will teach us. This will consolidate the power, they say. And so, Mark, this is by design. I have the World Bank documents, 3 years old now. This is their plan, Mark. They want to do this, and they don't care if you riot because they've got the riot police ready. That's why they federalized the police and have geared up for this. This is part of the plan. Go ahead and finish up, Mark.
Yeah, you look at this big spending orgy going on. Of course, what they do to finance this, they take bonds and send them over to the FOMC. The FOMC writes out a check, creating all new funds that they inject in the loan market. Basically, they're just creating all this new money out of thin air to finance their spending. And I tell you, when I try talking to some of these aides to congressmen and so forth, and I start talking about inflation and pointing out that that is what inflation is, you know, creating all new money out of thin air. And it's like I'm talking to somebody from a different planet, and I think a lot of these politicians, they're victims of this very system.
Yeah, thanks for the call. They're in their own little compartmentalized bubble. You were in Washington, Dr. Cuddy. George, you worked in politics here in Texas. I mean, a lot of these people really are educated idiots, are they not?
Well, it's my experience that most of the public officials that I know, and I was very involved with the Democratic Party for a long period of time, is that even at the upper levels, they do not understand the dynamics or how money is manipulated or managed. They just, after you add on a couple of zeros after a million, it just gets to be zeros. And it is very, very frightening, even when you have a relatively mid-sized city such as Austin, Texas, when you have city council people who are making budget decisions that do not understand the process or the responsibility.
Budget decisions in the tens of billions. You know, they talk about California with some bond proposal. Ooh, victory for Arnold. That was chicken feed compared to the 45 to 70 trillion in debt. And that, by the way, is the Dallas Morning News. Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, a huge amount of the bonds are actually owned overseas, and the Saudis have $1 trillion in our stock market and $1 trillion in our banks, and that's one reason the Bush administration has been so deferential to them. I put in one of my books a 1911 cartoon where Karl Marx is on Wall Street, and under his arm is a book not called Communism but Socialism, and he's being greeted by J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, and all these guys, and they say, delighted. And people today will say, well, what's this, capitalist and Marx? The monopoly capitalists, the big money boys, they love socialism because if they can buy politicians, then they can act in rules and regulations to keep their competition down, and so they can have these transnational...
They're the power behind the throne. Let's go to the next caller. Let's talk to Paula in Texas. Paula, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I called in yesterday about the article in the Houston Chronicle about the IRS outsourcing the...
Even the government's outsourcing the jobs to India, and again, that's going to get seven times worse, according to Congressional Budget Office. Dr. Cuddy?
And George Bush, the big pro-American guy, didn't he have some of his campaign hats made in Burma?
Yeah. But don't worry, in St. Louis, he stood in front of boxes with Made in America spray painted on them, so that's enough. At least he did that, you know.
Okay.
Well, I also wanted to call in today. My husband and I, we own all 10 of your videos. And my library here in Pasadena, which is a suburb of Houston, they have two branches, and they check out videos all the time. So I talked to a lady up there, and we can actually donate your videos to the library. And
that's
a
great way to get the work out, the word out. You can also get them George's books or Dr. Cuddy's books.
Okay. All right. Yeah, when I had ordered my last three videos, they were supposed to send me Uncommon Sense, but I never got it. So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You should call our office. We get stuff wrong.
Oh, I know.
Often because there's a lot of orders, but call my office and we'll get that Uncommon Sense out to you.
Okay.
I appreciate. In fact, let me give you that number to the office, not to order, but for any problems. It's 512-291-5750. 512-291-5750. So thank you for the call. Let's go ahead now and talk to who's up next here. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you talk about Pearl Harbor as treason by FDR and the War Department, but that's not the only sabotage in World War II. The History Channel ran a program about the Mafia bombing New York City during World War II as just another extortion racket. Lucky Luciano bombed and sank the Normandy, which was a French cruise ship converted to freighter. And, of course, the idiot government and police blame Nazi sabotage, so they hired the fascist Italian mafia to protect the docks.
But in that report, if you really look at it, they were just using criminals to carry out a problem-reaction-solution, and now in historical retrospective, they come back and say, oh, it was really the mob, but they don't pass the membrane or the blood barrier to the central core. Any comments on that, gentlemen?
Well, the lies about all, as we have to remember, the victors always write the history, and one of the parts of history that is forgotten is that Dwight Eisenhower, who is seen by most Americans as the grandfather, actually ordered probably one of the largest Holocaust of all of the 20th century when he starved and put
the German prisoners in places where there was no food and no medicine. And again, the victors write the history, and that's why it is so essential for us to be aware of this.
Dr. Cuddy, comments?
Yeah, and to some extent, don't just look at the surface. For example, what happened was largely the responsibility of the British. They had infiltrated our system. They did fake polling in Chicago to say there was support for the war.
Right.
They put their women with our generals. They had a fake map production factory in Toronto that they gave to FDR, and he went waving around saying that the New World Order. Use that term. Here's Hitler's New World Order. I have a map. And so they were.
I even have the Disney piece where it's oompa 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 dee doom. Hitler's New World Order for you. Have you seen that?
No, but I saw a Japanese film that said that.
It's incredible. Go ahead. I'll stop interrupting.
Well, Mayor Giuliani's entire family worked as mafia hitmen, hijackers, and armed robbers and extortionists. And that's reported by the New York Daily News, Village Voice, and the book Rudy, an Investigative Biography of Rudolph Giuliani by Wayne Barrett. And Giuliani's father was a mafia enforcer and loan shark debt collector who lived in Sing Sing prison for armed robbery.
Well, thanks for the call. Isn't that really what the New World Order is, to boil it down for cops and people listening? It's just generational, sophisticated, organized crime syndicates, and their industry is conning and scamming. I mean, isn't that what we're dealing with here, gentlemen?
Go ahead, doctor.
Yeah, and don't forget it goes back a long time, and drugs are involved, opium from...
That's what founded the Skull and Bones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Russell, right.
And remember, the Delanos were very, very involved with that opium shipping from India over to China, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was born in palatial wealth. Nobody ever asked where his family got that money, and as most of your people know, is that they got that from drug running.
Well, I mean, just like Connecticut was built on whaling, Hyde Park in New York was built on a smack, known as Laudum before that. Let's go ahead and take another call. Frank in West Virginia. Frank, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to thank you, first of all, for your fine guests. You have some wonderful guests on today. I'd like to ask him concerning a question, the Luciferian connection between the New Age movement and the pseudo-Christian movement also that is cropped up in a lot of websites, a lot of shortwave as well. I've noticed they use a lot of Christian terminology, sometimes speak on issues of freedom. They're heavily into numerology, astrology, and such. And have you noticed anything in your own studies concerning this and the appeal to different franchised Christians?
Dr. Cuddy, do you have any comments for Frank?
Not in any very technical way. I had been interested in 666 and where it came from and from the Old Testament and what it means, but not...
Why are they so obsessed with 666? I mean, in the corporate symbols, Time Warner, Diamond Shamrock, why did Francois Mitterrand want that pyramid built with 666 pieces?
Because of the occult nature.
I'm going to let that caller go. He's got a bad phone. Go ahead and answer the question.
Because of the occult nature of all of them. The origins of it are that way. You track it back to Isis and Osiris, and you go back to the Templars and the...
And the new Homeland Security blimp is called Mighty Isis.
Yeah, and the all-seeing eye with DARPA, and the whole bit. That's it. The top is supposed to be Horus, and then Isis on the bottom left, and Osiris on the bottom right. It has all kinds of occult symbology. I really haven't gotten, though, into the specific numerology of it.
Well, look at the Spain bombing, 911 days from 9/11, 3/11. That's a triple deal. They love that numerology. Let's talk to Phil in Oregon. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Another example of the satanic symbolism. DWTV reported in the first or second issue of their magazine program in December about Silvio Berlusconi's tomb, and they pointed out all of the satanic ram symbolism inside his tomb. And I thought, boy, touche for you, Alex. Also,
and tell folks who that is.
Pardon?
Tell folks who you're talking about.
He's the prime minister or president of Italy.
Yes.
And they highlighted the satanic symbols inside his mausoleum, which he is building, you know, as he lives today. Pretty gruesome stuff. Alex, kudos to you. Today's Wall Street Journal talks about police blood draws. You were on top of that months ago, and there it is for everyone to read on the front page of the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, they set up checkpoints and start jamming needles in you randomly with the cars backed up for a mile. That ain't freedom. Neither are cameras in the school bathrooms. And you sound like a radio broadcaster, Phil.
No, no, not at all. Listen, kudos to you also on your term on steroids. The neocon, Mark Williams, down at KFBK in Sacramento, that's the original Rush Limbaugh station, he uses that term all the time, so I know he is one of your listeners.
What, he says the neocons are liberals on steroids?
He uses that in reference to various persons, on steroids. I've never heard anyone use that except you.
Well, we know that they are listening, and it's good that they're listening, but I didn't see the Wall Street Journal. If somebody will email me that, I'll post it on Infowars.com. But now, did they say it's wonderful that they pull you over? I mean, the Nazis just asked for your papers. They didn't jam needles in you.
Oh, yeah, it's hideous. They outline all sorts of hideous goings-on and just really gruesome reading. But there it's on the front page, the first story. Everyone can read that, and they really must. Also, they're talking about broadband power line interference that's going to destroy all radio reception, shortwave, CB, FEMA, everything, you name it.
Total blackout on info. Final segment with our two guests. We'll take a few more calls and a few final news stories. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Books, just call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's fine books, 888-891-3300. That's 888-891-3300, or newswithviews.com or radioliberty.com. And I've just got time to take one more call from Mike in Arizona. He's been holding the longest. I can't get to the other people. I'm sorry. I wanted to bring this out, though. They're already expanding the CAPS 2 system now to two trains. Now, I saw Ridge 2 years ago on C-SPAN say you're going to have an ID card with four levels of security clearance to have a job anywhere. They're going to tie that in with enforcers to the national sales tax to have federal tax goons everywhere. I mean, this is the where are your papers, please. Dr. Cuddy, George, comments on this?
Real quickly, I put a picture of the health passport that they're using that you'll also have to use to buy stuff at department stores in my books as well.
Well, clearly George W. Bush has more legal power today than Adolf Hitler did in 1939, and this is just a fact. And the question is how do the people of the United States respond? Are we the nation home of the free and the brave, or are we the meek and the cowards?
Absolutely. Here's another one. Convoy of illegals tries to run down agents. Border officers stop 6 of 12 pickups, 165 aliens found in truck beds, and they try to run them over. If a citizen bumps a cop, they shoot him. Why didn't they open fire on these vehicles? Why didn't this happen? This happened, of course, in Arizona. Why didn't this happen?
Well, for most of your listeners who do not live on a border state, we live only a couple of hours from the border here, and it is just insanity. The borders of this country, especially the southern borders, are wide, wide open.
And Dr. Cuddy, that's part of the globalist plan, isn't it?
That's right, and that shows how they're not really interested in homeland security. There's been information even from Mexican officials that some terrorists probably have crossed over from Mexico.
All right, let's talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just read Dr. Coleman's book, Committee of 300, and I was wondering, Dr. Cuddy, if you could kind of correlate Dr. Coleman's findings that this Committee of 300, which is basically the inheritors of the old British East India Company.
And then that 300 sits in power positions in the Trilateral Commission CFR Bilderberg Group. Dr. Cuddy?
That's right. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so is it fair to say that they're kind of at the top of the pyramid?
Yeah, you may want to sort of check things out. When I was talking to John Coleman one time, he has a place in there where I think he says either the Freemasons or somebody assassinated Kennedy, and I said, well, what's your source? And he just said, trust me. And what I try to do, I mean, he may be, you know, a completely honest person, but what I try to do in my books is actually document so you can show who said what, where, on what date, and verify it with the Washington Post or whatever it is.
That's what we do. Dr. Coleman, he's a lot of that trust me stuff, and
yeah.
It's hard for us to use out here on the front line.
Right.
Well, we don't do that here, Mike.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good to hear from you. Gentlemen, you both got about 30 seconds left. Go ahead and finish up what you're saying.
Doctor?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm a Christian, and I believe nothing's accomplished without prayer to God. Secondly, you have to have grassroots movement with information from Infowars.com. And also, at the very least, anybody listening, even if you have no money, you can get Alex or George or my material books for free if you just call your local public library and demand that they order them.
Absolutely, George.
Friends, we all have a very, very simple choice in front of us. Either we are going to close our eyes and act as cowards, or we can become who we really are, which is our God's creation. We can protect ourselves, our children, and our country, and the choice is up to you.
Absolutely. We're out of time. George Humphrey, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, both of you, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.